For our final reaction to the president's speech on corporate reform, we turn to people in New York City and Springfield, Missouri, for a sense of whether the proposed reforms satisfy their demand for change.
Well, my first name is Norm, my last name is Babcock. Well, I think he's on the right track. You know, he can only do so much. He should put these guys in jail and take some of their ill-gotten gains and give it back to the people that they built them out of it.
My name is Ken Hopfeld. You know, he's a Republican, big money, right? What does he really care about? Well, they care about what's going on behind the scenes, the money that's flowing back and forth. And he can say that they need to be more responsible, but as long as he gets the stock tips and his buddies and all of the oil millionaires and so forth, as long as they're covered, then don't worry about the little guy. We have to follow the rules. They can do whatever they want.
My name's Kathleen. I do invest. I've always been confident in George Bush. I think it's going to take some time. You know, I think it's going to take a long time before confidence is really returned. Whether they can regulate ethics, I think that might be difficult. We'll see what happens.
Richard Park with Utendahl Capital Partners. I mean, there's thousands upon thousands of CEOs that are ethical out there. There are, you know, some that are not. Because of accounting practices and everything else, you know, it's corporate America, you're going to find people, you know, weaving in and out of SEC regulations and IRS rules and you name it. But, you know, I don't think that a couple of bad apples, maybe even 10 or 20 bad apples, should bring down the whole lot.
Sam Flood. A plan by the man that leads his country is necessary. Whether that plan is enforced or not, we're yet to see. We'll see what happens going forward.
Reaction from New York City and Springfield, Missouri to the president's proposals for cracking down on corporate wrongdoing. They included doubling the maximum prison terms for fraud and a stronger watchdog agency to fight accounting scandals.